Earlier this year, we asked you to contribute to a dynamic social media project, My Tribe, and there were hundreds of stories, photos, and videos that you uploaded about who you are and where you belong in the complex map of humanity. The winner of the best audio work that captured the My Tribe theme was Robbie McEwen's Me, My Boyfriend, His Girlfriend, and His Mother. And here it is.
Yeah, just really, really in love with you. And miss you heaps. And 3 months seems like a really, really long time right now.
Yeah, I'm going to really, really miss you. And I think already knowing that sort of going to go away has already meant I've started missing you a little bit already. So I really love you.
That's my boyfriend, Titian. And as you may have figured out, we're in love. That kind of start of your relationship type love that makes music like this sound charming rather than just annoying. So when he goes overseas for 3 months soon, it's going to be hard. And I'm not looking forward to saying goodbye. Neither is his girlfriend, probably. His what? His girlfriend? Yeah, so we're in an open relationship, which means we both see other people and those other people might see other people. It's complicated, but it works. The thing I'm not looking forward to, the thing I'm a bit nervous about, is that I don't really know how Titian's mum feels about the whole thing. And soon, when I'm at the airport and I'm kissing my boyfriend goodbye and he's kissing his girlfriend goodbye, I'm going to find out. Because that's where I'm meeting his mum properly for the first time. Could be a bit awkward. Open relationships aren't that controversial in my community. A lot of people have them, some work, some don't. In fact, it's so common that travelling with us to the airport is a friend on the same flight as Titian who's being farewelled by his two lovers. As we waited for the car to be ready, I chatted with one of them about their situation.
I've already met the mum. We all have all hung out with the mum together and the mum knows that we are all sleeping with her son.
And how did that go?
It was really good. Yeah, his mum's really, really cool and really positive about Samuel's life. So I think Samuel was just like, that's my boyfriend and that's my friend who I'm sleeping with. And the mum was like, oh, that's lovely, dear.
I don't know why I'm so hung up on the mum thing. I guess I see how profoundly my parents have shaped who I am. I find myself responding to stress like my dad and answering the phone like my mum and generally dealing with life in ways I've learnt from them. So I kind of want to know the parents of my partners because they seem like they're part of them. I mean, these are the people who literally made the person you love. I don't know when I'll meet Titian's dad. He lives further away. But for now, in the back of the car on the way to the airport, I asked Titian when he first told his mum about us.
But yeah, we were at a restaurant having dinner together, some bushy restaurant in North Carlton, and was sort of just asking me about how it worked and just sort of, you know, wanting to know whether my lovers knew about each other and whether they were okay with it and what the sort of process was as to how you go about working that out.
As I was asking Titian these questions in the back seat, Titian's girlfriend Liz was in the front. So yeah, we know about each other and it works pretty well. Sometimes it's hard seeing cutesy comments they write to each other on Facebook, but on the whole, it's fine. It's good. Something about it's really beautiful that we can share these freedoms with each other. But we do have rules. For example, if we're all going to the same party, we decide beforehand who's going home with who. Other than that, it's just like a conventional relationship. The things that become issues are ordinary little things, like, why don't you text me back in a timely manner, not, why don't you stop having sex with your girlfriend who's in the front seat of the car? I point the microphone at Liz as we speed towards the airport and ask her how her parents feel about the whole thing.
Yeah, like my mum, like, can't even actually pronounce his name. And she's always like, and what does he do again? Yeah, so the fact that Titian has another lover isn't really something that's come up or that she's asked me about. Yeah, I think that's really, I guess, something about my relationship with my parents rather than about their beliefs about love or whatever. I think they'd actually be pretty good about it. I just never talked to them about my personal life.
Yeah, because I talked to my mum, and this is something that happened when I was back in New Zealand, like
talking to her, wanting to share this fact that I was with this person I really cared about, and talking to her about that. And she would often not completely ignore what I was actually talking about, but segue into questions about you and be like, and how's his girlfriend? Does his girlfriend know about this? How does she feel about this? The implication being that there was this non-consensual dynamic, or that you were a victim.
Like, to be honest, I think, I'm not saying this is what your mum was doing, but I think with a lot of those questions, there's a kind of like implicit homophobia. That's like a dynamic that always seems to come up, like in conversations about people who have like more than one lovers of different genders. Like, the most heterosexual looking partnership seems to be the one that's like valued more, and the other ones are seen as like interlopers or something.
Liz had just struck a chord. This is an excerpt from an audio diary I'd recorded just 3 hours earlier about Tishan and how his mum might feel about our relationship.
He's had male lovers before, and I don't think that's so much of an issue anymore. But I think the comparison, perhaps, between this beautiful, intelligent and female lover of Tishan's, and this extra person who's just kind of gatecrashed the relationship, potentially in the eyes of somebody who's conventionally minded about relationships, might be a little bit hard to swallow. I know my own mother doesn't like the idea of open relationships and finds that a challenge. This is the next entry. My nightmare scenario, I suppose, is that I get there and feel excluded and very awkward, and there's a lot of waiting around at airports. You know, it's a very kind of awkward place, even for people who are intimate, let alone people who have just met for the first time. How long have you got before you have to go through customs?
Customs opens in half an hour. Hey, they've got Diva Shop here. Wow.
Eventually, we spotted Tishan's mum and her partner. I recognised her because we'd seen each other before, but not been introduced. Liz sat on a bench seat and I stood with Tishan, holding my microphone nervously as they approached across the linoleum floor.
Hi.
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 How are you doing? Have you met Robbie before?
Yeah, I've met Robbie. Yeah. Or have I?
We met, I think, briefly at the end of year screening.
At Acme.
Yeah,
at Acme. Yeah. Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Robbie. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good.
Sorry, I'm doing this.
You're doing some interviewing.
Yeah, I'm doing a little project at the moment, so I hope it's okay if I
That's
start
fine.
To record this.
Yeah. That's okay.
Good.
Cue awkward silence. What have you been up to today?
Gosh, what have I been up to? Doing a bit of art. Going to the gym. I think that's about it.
Tishan was telling me that you're an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not quite sure what kind of work you produce.
What sort of work? Oh, I do painting, drawing, mixed media, all sorts.
Yeah. From there, we were fine.
And you're a media artist?
Yeah, I make film. Well, I went to film school.
We got on to talking about the price of organic veggies and where she shops and the benefits of lemons versus olive trees and the housing market in Preston. And, of course, Tishan.
Yeah. You going to miss him?
I am. Yeah, so you better email me sometimes.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, really nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, Robbie.
And it was. She was actually really cool, and I started to realise that my apprehension wasn't because of her. When I imagine other people's parents, I pretty much imagine my own parents with a different haircut or something. So Tishan's mum became a proxy for my mum, who disapproves of open relationships. And maybe when my mum imagines my relationship, she thinks of her relationship with my dad. She becomes Titian's girlfriend. I become the woman my dad left for. No wonder she disapproves. If this is true, then you really can know a lot from knowing someone's mother or their son. Both of us, when trying to make sense of an unknown situation while trying to be sensitive, had burdened the figures we'd imagined with her own emotional baggage. I guess now I've got to unpack that stuff with my mum, because I can see it's not my boyfriend's tribe I need acceptance from. It's my own.
Hello?
Hello, it's Robbie.
Oh, g'day. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, you were yesterday.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you because...
Oh, and Titian's having a pretty good trip, and gets back soon.
Robbie McEwen, and you'll be hearing more of Robbie's work next year, because his prize was the chance to come and work here at 360 Documentaries.